Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian, Matt,
and Joe.
Phones are open, and you can join us here. We're talking about California. I want to get in back into that because they are running out of power, and yet they still want people to switch over to electric cars. And they have other, quote-unquote, green initiatives that are exacerbating an already bad power situation. We can talk further about that coming up here, but we're going to actually go to your phone calls and thoughts. I think we have a friend of yours on the line here, Joe, and you said he's a new mover here to New Hampshire. Tom is calling us in from Manchester. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, sure. We do an open phone show every night, so I mean anybody's welcome to be on, but we're happy to have you. Joe tells me you are a YouTube channel / Odyssey channel creator. What do you do?
Yeah, I basically, I make videos. I do live streams. Typically, it's about sort of what's going on in the world and also in whatever local community I'm in. I was doing more streams about Rhode Island and what was going on there. But now that I'm in New Hampshire, we're going to be talking about that a little bit more. But
good.
Yeah, a lot of it is like national news and like international news, too.
And the channel name is what?
Resisting the Reset.
Resisting the Reset. Is that in reference to the World Economic Forum's Great Reset?
You bet, yeah.
Didn't you have that name well before?
I had a different name for my channel.
Oh, okay.
Before, it was actually called Press Reset Earth. And,
that's right, yes.
Yeah, and then during COVID, actually, I think it was right before COVID, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember exactly, but I did change it to Resisting the Reset because, man, it's, this Great Reset thing, now that it has a label, it's been around for a while. This sort of, I guess you could say a new world order, they're trying to create here. A lot of the global elites,
sure.
they have their own sort of agenda for us little guys,
Yeah, Klaus Schwab thinks he knows what's best for you.
I found out that Klaus Schwab was one of Henry Kissinger's acolytes back in the early days.
Yeah,
not surprised.
Sure he was, actually, yeah.
I just subscribed to your YouTube channel, by the way. 81,500 subscribers. That's not a small channel. Way to go. Nice build.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Sure. Are you on Odyssey as well?
Yeah, I am.
Of course he is.
Under the same name?
No self-respecting, freedom-loving person would be without Odyssey.
Not everybody knows about Odyssey.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's gaining, though. It's gaining in popularity, and I think, as time goes on and there's more censorship on the mainstream platforms, you're going to see things like Odyssey and BitChute and Rumble and stuff like that grow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely the way to go, I think.
But you've come a long way, and I wasn't always a fan of your channel, I'm going to be honest. And then maybe the last couple of years, you've come around to a lot of these ideas, and you've made the move to New Hampshire. How'd you hear about the Free State Project?
Well, actually, the first time I heard about Free State Project was probably around 2012, I think.
Okay.
Maybe 2013, something like that. And I always wanted to move to New Hampshire anyway. But when I saw, what was going on here, it was always in the back of my head that eventually I was going to move up here. And then the opportunity came now, and I just took it,
Was there something that was happening in 2012 that was specifically exciting or got your attention? Do you remember?
Well, I think I learned about it from the people I was, following at the time, on YouTube and on whatever the social media and stuff.
I probably was calling you a clown in your comments and stuff.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know. At the time, I was following guys like Jeff Berwick, guys like obviously Ron Paul, needless to say, I was a huge Ron Paul fan and, it helped campaign for him in the election a little bit. At the time I was just graduating college and all that, and I had no money to move up here, and I didn't have like a good job or anything.
Right.
So it was like, eventually, I want to move up there and do this. So, and now I'm here 10 years later.
Yeah, well, welcome. And but anything special that you've seen since you've been here, like that you've just kind of like anything like blow you out of the water? Like what's like your favorite thing so far?
Well, I mean, this is a lot. I mean, I went to that potluck you guys had for the new movers. That was really fantastic and impressive. And it just so happens I live right next to the little clubhouse. I'm
perfect.
Like, whoa, this is crazy.
You're referring to, for listeners that you probably don't have the inside scoop here, there's a once a month, I think it is,
yes.
New Movers. I think they call it the New Movers Party.
Yep.
And it's open to anybody that just wants to come meet people, right? And
especially if you're new.
First
moving.
Tuesday of every month, right?
Right. Yes. And it's in Manchester at what they call the Quill. Normally, the Quill is a private club, but on this night, it is open to anybody that just wants to come on in and meet the community. So, how long have you been here, Tom?
About 2 weeks now.
Oh, okay. Home.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice job.
I was really ecstatic that you made the move. Any of my friends from Rhode Island make the move, I'm just like, oh, yes.
Yeah, especially people with, you know, an influence out there, people that have YouTube
Absolutely.
Or Odyssey channel and you know, an audience that they can reach out to and show what it's like here and talk about the reality on the ground.
Remind us again what your YouTube channel is.
It's called Resisting the Reset.
Okay.
Great. Anything else you want to share with us tonight, Tom?
No, just hopefully these rolling blackouts don't come here to New Hampshire. You know, I'm just worried that, you know, I don't know, what is it, Eversource, the energy grid here, I think it is. I just hope that doesn't come this way. If anything, it would be a culprit of you know, these monopolies, right?
Yeah, I think the problem we're going to encounter here and are encountering now is the rates are getting crazy. They're going up, and it is getting quite uncomfortable for people. If you're barely making the rent payment at the end of the month, the power bill going up 50% is not going to make that any easier on people. So it's going to be, especially people that have electric heat this winter, it's going to be really brutal for them, more so than anybody else. So I think that's going to be the biggest problem. It's not that we're going to run out of power, it's just that the power is getting much more expensive. And the you know, the best solution, of course, to me is to, you know, legalize nuclear power. And
yes.
I think New Hampshire only has one nuclear facility online at the moment, and it needs to have more than one, and that would bring the price down, I suspect, if that actually
I believe that the fusion technology is coming too, and hopefully they allow it here. I think they are doing research here, but all these private companies are doing it too. Mm-hmm. So that's a beautiful thing. It's not really government subsidized.
But that isn't going to happen tomorrow. You know, there's no.
Oh,
immediate...
It could. They could turn them on.
You don't build a nuke plant in a day.
It's not a nuke plant. We're talking about fusion.
Okay.
I'm telling you guys, we have to meme nuclear power into existence, you know? We have to push it. I want my MacBook Pro to run on nuclear power, okay? I want a nuclear lamp for my living room, right? I want a nuclear television to watch.
I would love to have some tiny little reactor in my backyard, just a little personal,
right,
tiny,
exactly.
You know, it would probably take up the same amount of space as, you know, a keg of beer or something like that. It just sits there and makes electricity.
I could use an extra arm, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there's some, you know, there's the technology could be.
I believe, yeah, it could be safe.
You know, the shielding could be there, and you know, not all radioactive elements are plutonium.
No, that's true. We talked to, I don't know if it was last week, about thorium, which is an option that is much safer. It does not melt down, unlike uranium or plutonium or whatever reactors. But what's the fusion thing that you're talking about here?
So you got cold fusion and just regular fusion. I think the cold fusion is the future. And they're basically like smashing a bunch of particles into one place, and it creates a sort of a little star, and they can gather the energy that comes off of it, which doesn't require the cooling systems like nuclear does. Somehow the energy is equally dispersed, and it could be collected just as fast as it is created.
Sounds pretty cool. Tom, thanks for the call, man. Welcome to New Hampshire. Feel free to give us a call anytime you got something you want to share with our audience, cool activism or whatever it is that's going on, okay?
Sounds good, man. Thanks
for having
me.
Welcome
right down the road.
Yeah, you just made the move out to Manchester yourself.
Yep.
The number here is 603-283-6160, and we're going to continue here. We got more of your calls. Of course, you're welcome to bring up anything that's on your mind, especially if you know a lot more about the nuclear and or fusion. I thought nuclear fusion, isn't that what's going on at a nuclear
plant? I think it is. They're using fusion. So cold fusion is different. It's a way to pull energy off of the system. But it doesn't, like, it requires a room like this, this size. It doesn't require a huge plant.
And that would power a very large area.
And they would have nodes. so they wouldn't supply.
So
large...
a branch going down isn't going to take out
correct,
a whole city
correct.
Or something like that. More decentralization yeah. of power in that case.
There's recent news reports
we
about
we definitely need more of that. There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. You can join us on...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You can go and learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Good time to do it, especially considering the price of a Bitcoin is below $20,000. And remember, if you're interested in getting into crypto, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. Hey, basically whatever you can afford, you can get into it. And you of course you shouldn't put in more than you can afford to lose, because obviously there is risk involved. But you'll learn some of the basics about the technology, decentralization, and what it all means over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can watch some of the introductory videos there. If you're ready to buy some Bitcoin, you can do that through Bitcoin.com. And you can also use their news site to get the latest headlines from the world of cryptocurrency. That's at news.bitcoin.com. We continue here. Ian, Matt, and Joa are in the studio. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. We got Jamie on the line in Alabama listening to WBHP in Huntsville. Hello, Jamie.
Hey. I heard something that scares the hell out of me one time. There's something that's called these microchips.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I heard that they place it in the top part of your hand or whatever, and that people can't go to work without them.
Well,
kids can't.
Yeah, there's no involuntary system yet. There's voluntary systems for that to happen. So if you chose to do that for your workplace, that's...
Well, this goes back to something we were talking about earlier, Matt, where you were saying the conspiracy theorists have been right about so much. I remember Alex Jones talking about this probably in the late 1990s.
Yeah, the grain of rice looking thing, right? There's always been like an X-ray of a hand out there with the chip, like the grain of rice shaped thing.
And if that was futuristic in the late 90s, it's here now, and it has been here for many years. Mm-hmm. They have what's called RFID. Technology. It's used mostly in like industrial applications.
Sure. I mean, it's actually everywhere. I mean, like I walk up to my car and the mirrors fold out and the door unlocks, and I didn't do anything.
It was your key fob. Has
yeah,
one
key
of these
fob has
it.
RFID thing in it. You know,
supposedly every item at Whole Foods has it. For sure, because the Amazon...
Well, I mean, the fruit probably don't have it. But
yeah, I believe they do. So, like, they're saying now, because, like, Amazon's starting this program where you go into Whole Foods and you can just pick up your food and walk out, and it's charging you as you walk out.
Yeah, so, you know, those little stickers that go on food? I mean, if they could print into the ink on those things, RFID,
easily.
You know, whatever it is, a broadcaster kind of
thing. Yeah, who knows how small they are these days. I mean, they certainly have been as small as a grain of rice, but they may be half a size of that or less. So, yeah, it's a good question. I don't know how far the technology has come along, but it's usually used in industrial applications. They certainly could do it without your consent, which is to say force one of these things under your skin without your knowledge. For all we know, it's part of the vaccinations, right? Like, maybe they're injecting RFID into people.
Sure.
Who knows what they're doing with that?
Smart dust that's in all kinds of things and bullets.
They have robots that are like insects now. I mean, like
So caller, you're not alone.
Yeah, I mean, those things are real for sure.
I also heard that kids can't play certain games like Fortnite or whatever without a chip.
What?
I haven't heard that one yet.
I mean, a computer chip.
I mean, certainly parents can probably lock down with parental codes their video game platforms. I mean, Matt, you're probably the most active gamer in the room.
Yeah, I play a lot of Call of Duty, and I don't have a chip anywhere near me.
Yeah. So I think that would be up to a parent as far as how they want to restrict their kids' gaming access in that case. But we were just talking about China a few moments ago, and China has absolutely put in restrictions on how often people can play video games who are under the age of 18.
Really?
So, you cannot play, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but they are restricted. If it's like a school night or something like that, you can't play.
Uh-huh.
Beyond a certain time of night, and there's a certain amount of hours per day or minutes per day or whatever. Very restrictive.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's happening. And that basically means you have to identify yourself before you log in. And
they're probably trying to track incomes, because I know a lot of Chinese kids, they play games and they sell their accounts, or they earn, like, you know, virtual coinage in the game and they sell it outside the game. Mm-hmm. So they're probably trying to track all that.
Could be. Is
a probably good guess there.
Anything else, Jamie, you want to share tonight?
Yeah, and I also heard that Mr. President here, Joe Biden, is doing cocaine and messing with underage hookers.
Joe Biden or his son? I wouldn't be surprised. Dude, Joe Biden is. Peter. Biden. Sorry, Peter.
Hunter.
Peter's
his other name. That's Joe Biden's secret pen name.
That's
right.
Peter. Is probably doing those things.
That's why they call him Pedo Peter.
I don't know. Joe Biden's pretty old. I think Joe Biden did a bump of cocaine. He probably dropped out of a heart attack. He's really old.
Biden was screwing underage hookers and doing crack cocaine.
Well, I mean, that was Hunter. That was his son. Yeah.
There's a good. Evidence that was his son did that. There's just not the evidence yet that his dad
was
doing
right.
I mean, there's a good chance that the apple didn't fall far
from that
tree
for sure.
Jamie, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. So, yeah, you do have to wonder. And remember, there were the allegations about, what was the girl's name with the diary? Ashley, I think?
His daughter?
That was
Joe Biden's
daughter.
Biden's daughter.
And weren't the allegations, I have not read the actual pages.
Right.
I've only heard rumors. So
I've read passages from it. And
really?
Yeah. And they're creepy. Like, when that first hit. It was all over the place.
He allegedly showered with his own daughter.
Yeah, he showered, and her words were like, I can't quote her, but it was like uncomfortable times bathing with my father. Mm-hmm. Or something like that.
I'm curious. I haven't seen it. Were you reading actual handwritten text script, kind
of? There was some of that, but most of what I saw was like
rewritten,
typed out.
Yeah, because Project Veritas, mm-hmm, was the one that actually acquired this from someone anonymously or some sort, the journal, and that's why they ended up getting raided.
They
right?
did get raided.
That
yeah,
was
about a year
that
ago.
Was right at the time that they received it.
And there's theories that they're going to be prosecuted. I don't know if that's true.
How was that their fault, though?
I mean,
because they didn't hand it over.
Yeah, apparently the two of the people who were involved with stealing the diary have pled guilty to whatever those charges are at this point. That's recent news within the last couple weeks that came out. And so the theory is that they're going to now use those people to testify against Project Veritas.
Well, Project Veritas has got to have some kind of press protection on that, right?
I don't know. I hope so.
They have some of the best lawyers, but it's the federal government doing whatever they want.
Yeah, look what they're doing to our friends. You know, they're looking to you. To me.
They do anything they want.
They're coming after us. They're coming after Project Veritas. They're coming after Donald Trump himself at this point. So, I mean, there's no one who's safe unless you are truly within the in crowd. And obviously this is proof that Donald Trump wasn't all the way within. I mean, he's definitely up there, but he's not within their in crowd. Otherwise, they wouldn't have touched him.
Right.
I agree.
I don't think. So,
that or some. I say he has Jeffrey Epstein's tapes, and they had to make sure they destroy him. That's what my theory.
Yeah, because who knows what all they took out of his house.
Right. Right.
I mean, just because they take something doesn't mean they're going to write it down.
Just look at the judge that ordered the warrant. You know, he was hanging out with Epstein.
He was one of Epstein's buddies. That's
Go
right.
figure.
Yeah. What are the odds that would be the case, huh?
I would not be surprised if that's the result of why all this happened. But we would never know this, right?
No, of course not. If you want to join the show, the phones are open here. The number is 603-283-6160. We got more about California and the blackouts that are happening there once again. And it's not getting any better. So, again, if you're a libertarian, why are you still there?
Well, the solution is to just move right into those FEMA camps.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to set one of those up, too.
No, they're already set up. All those homeless encampments got huge fences around them.
Mm. There's more on the way here. You can share your thoughts. 603-283-6160. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth II has died at the age of 96. Buckingham Palace releasing a statement saying the Queen died peacefully this afternoon in Scotland. Flags across the UK were lowered to half-mast ahead of a national minute silence and the start of an official mourning period. Someone close to former President Donald Trump is being indicted.
Former White House advisor Steve Bannon surrendered to a New York City courthouse Thursday to face new state criminal charges. The new indictments against him have yet to be made public. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In the run-up to the midterm elections, the Senate is gearing up soon to hold a vote on the Respect for Marriage Act, which looks to ensure federal protections for marriage equality, including same-sex marriages. While discussing the issue, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. If you want to join the show, you can do that here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up here in just over a month and a half, I think, at this point. It's going to be sooner than you think. Is an event that our very own Mark Edge is going to be speaking at. The Free Cities Foundation is putting on their second annual Liberty in Our Lifetime Conference. It's happening this year in the city of Prague. That's where the huge protests were happening over the weekend with like 100,000 people
in the streets
against all the government insanity surrounding the Ukraine war. So people had enough. And they're ready to get out of that conflict.
That's awesome.
But it's going to be an interesting location to be. October 21st through the 23rd, they're going to showcase autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme this year is Parallel Structures for Progress, and you can save 20% on your tickets by using code FTL20. Just go to lifetimeliberty.com. Code FTL20, and you'll be in Prague with our very own Mark Edge. He'll be speaking there October 21st through the 23rd. You can follow their Twitter account, which is at LibertyIOL, and you can DM them, direct message them for instructions if you want to buy your tickets with Bitcoin, by the way. LifetimeLiberty.com. FTL20 is the code for 20% off your tickets. We go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico.
Your favorite.
Free Talk Live. Hey, Sarah.
Another traffic shakedown, and it's called CARE, you know, for abbreviation of, it's an acronym for this thing, but I love it because they gave out like a 1,600 traffic ticket.
So you love a good shakedown is what you're saying. You think it's a good thing for people to be attacked by the government.
Those are rookie numbers.
I just want, you know, just for the listeners out there, we should make a point to educate everybody on Sarah. Sarah is 22 years as a pedestrian. She has a diploma right here in my hand.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
I've been a pedestrian here for 22 years here in Albuquerque, where they run over 93 to 97 pedestrians per year. Well, per capita, we kill about 3 pedestrians for every 10,000 people. So we're per capita, we're number one.
So basically, you've got the dumbest pedestrians of the entire country.
Well, actually, New Mexico is the dumbest state in the country, too.
Oh, that would explain it, then.
They just walk out in front of cars.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, I mean, you got it. I mean, but you know what? I do have to say that we are the dumbest and the poorest, but actually, we have the best air quality. At least I could brag about that.
Well, could you ban the menthol cigarettes?
Did they do that there, too?
No, I'm just joking.
I thought that was nationwide. Aren't they banning the menthols nationwide in 2023?
Something like that.
I think they are.
I think that's federal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but...
Are you happy about that, too?
Yeah, she is. She called in about it.
Of course she is.
Of course! I have been tortured by these menthol cigarettes. Yeah, I mean, they're just the most... Out of all the secondhand smoke, they're the most awful.
Sarah, do you think they should ban cars?
Well, I mean, it's we have.
This is like a, you just don't have like it's not a yes or a no. It's like a, there's an in between there.
Well, of course, we do need cars, but all these speeders need to be ticketed, and then 80 of the tickets were speeding seatbelt tickets. It's for their own good.
Is it okay for cops to speed down the road?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Well, at least she's concerned.
We've agreed on something.
On that one.
Do you think cops should be smoking cigarettes?
Well, I do not know that, but have they been always been getting away with it from what I was told? If you're another officer, they just kind of excuse you, and this has been going on.
Yeah, it's called privilege, right? What do they call it? The police privilege or something like that?
Thin blue line.
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
Yeah, I know this because Raymond was a former police officer.
So he told you about all the privileges he had as a cop?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you flash the badge, you get off a DUI, it just lets you go home, that kind of thing?
Maybe the speeding ticket, but now he's for the speeding cameras at speeding vents.
How convenient.
Yeah, now he doesn't have a car, now he wants those. So, but if he has a car, he'll probably get killed by speeding, so he probably will, you know, get into a big wreck and get piled up in a
probably.
Car.
Probably. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. Appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160.
Always a pleasure.
Sarah. Good luck walking, Sarah.
So you can bring up anything that you want. Oh, yeah, speaking of cars, we were talking about California, where they are telling people now, okay, yeah, you have to have an electric car within the next 10 years or whatever, because they're moving in that direction, apparently, in California. I don't know if that bill passed or where it's at, but it's definitely moving in that direction. Even though you have an electric car, we don't want you to recharge it when everybody else is. So you got to recharge it in the middle of the night or, you know, the early morning, whatever the peak hours are not. They're telling people that's when they should be recharging their cars.
Right. So don't go to the job with the car at the time. You know, that's when you got to be charging it. Okay.
They
so
go on.
Quit your job.
This story, by the way, from MSN.com. Aging natural gas-fired generators that California wants to eradicate are being leaned on heavily just to keep the lights on, because they're having blackouts this week. Like, record heat, apparently, in California is leading people to crank up their air conditioners. And, you know, there are a bunch of people with electric cars, so they're charging their cars, and power's going out. There's just not enough air to
supply. Did you see when Newsom was asking people to keep their AC above 78 or 80, and he actually did it while indoors wearing a fleece jacket?
Sure did.
He was indoors during a heat wave wearing a fleece jacket. Do you
How cold
think
was it in that room?
It had to be like 62 in that room, right? So... do you think they did that on purpose? Do you think
just
they're trying
to
send
their
some
face?
Kind of message?
Absolutely. Absolutely they're doing it on purpose. It's a mockery. Everything they do is a mockery.
Yeah, that's true. I think you're right about that.
They, you know, Bill Gates is telling us to, you know, we need to conserve energy while his house has every light on.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, he has some solar panels, but that thing is using up a lot of electricity.
He's flying in a jet, you know.
Exactly. It's insane, these people.
So they want to get rid of the gas-fired generators to create electricity, but that's what they're using right now to get what electricity they have in California. And the state is scrambling to postpone the closure of a nuclear plant that officials earlier said would be made obsolete by sun and wind power.
Yeah, right.
So I guess that didn't work out. And now they're trying to stop its closure because they're desperate. Because, look, if enough people's power go out, if enough people start having, like, you know, some people, they've got elderly parents or whatever, they're on life-saving machines, right? You don't have a battery backup for that thing, your mom's going to die. So you get into a situation where people's food is spoiling in the refrigerator, mm-hmm. and people are going to be out in the streets. They can't watch their television?
No.
They're going to, somebody's going to get mad about that.
They're going to freak out real quick.
Yeah, and they're going to come after the politicians.
You know, I always say how, like, I would like to get a car or something that I can convert to get, I want it to run on with, you know, a points ignition with a carburetor, no computers in the thing, mm-hmm. perfectly analog. It won't be a fast car, but even best case scenario, I could run it on alcohol. You know, I wouldn't have to worry about a gas supply drying up or anything like that. I'd have to figure out something to do about oil just to keep the engine lubricated. But that could be handled.
Wood gasification is the future, I think.
In cars?
Yeah, people have converted their trucks to wood gasification.
Yeah, it's a mess. The eco-Nazis are going to hate it because you basically got a wood stove strapped in your truck.
Yeah, but if you break down, all you got to do is go to the woods right there.
You get your hatchet. And it makes alcohol as you go along. I mean, it's wood gasification. I would rather just set up a still and throw my lawn clippings and anything else that will ferment into the still and have it crank out little drops of alcohol. You know, it's not hard to make alcohol.
No.
Give me some corn. I'll make some alcohol. You know, it's not hard. You know, leftover bananas from the grocery store can be turned into brandy. Can also be turned into, you know, thick alcohol.
I truly believe that people are going to be doing all that kind of stuff, not just for their cars, but maybe to mine crypto. They're just going to stop burning things. They run generators.
Fantastic idea.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to have to do something differently if the power rates keep going up, because, you know, if it's too expensive per kilowatt hour, it isn't worth doing for crypto. So you have to come up with something cheaper. The market's going to drive that, you know, demand for power and cheap power.
Maybe this whole thing is a shot against cryptocurrency completely. Crypto's a threat.
Yeah, to the system sure is. The number here is 603-283-6160. We got enough time for you if you want to jump in here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We have moments remaining here, and you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian, Matt,
and Joe.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Also, if you want to support the Crypto 6 documentary that's being put together by a crew down in Mexico, they came up to shoot some footage last year and they're planning to come back. But it costs money to do these things and they're looking for some assistance. If you want to help them out, you can go over to movie.freetalklive.com. You can watch the trailer that they've put together there and learn more about it. And if you want, you can send them a few bucks to assist them. I think they're actually raising euro, interestingly, over there. But it's movie.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. Ian, Matt, Joa here. Let's go to the phones and talk first to somebody calling from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Do we have somebody there? Hello? You're on the air. Going once. Going twice. That's what I get for not screening the calls.
Hey. Yeah.
during the break. So unscreen caller.
We had a very important conversation about international snacks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. We have the international market here in Keene, which is kind of a cool thing for a little town where they got all these weird, you know, items from all around the planet. We're just kind of trading them around here during the break. It's you know, Keene is surprisingly.
International.
It's surprisingly international for a, you know, a white bread New Hampshire town. It is kind of a liberal town, and so it is nice to have that stuff here. I forget who made the comment. I think it was actually Bonnie that she was surprised because she came from a city, right? Like
right.
Bonnie moved here from San Antonio. That's a pretty big city.
Sure.
And she commented that she feels like that Keene probably has the best restaurants of anywhere she's been in New Hampshire.
Pound for pound, not bad.
We've got some pretty decent, you know, but we just had some Indian food today, which is killer, and there's a great Jamaican place here in Keene, for instance. I mean, it's not an international city by any means, but for a little town, it does pretty good.
No, that Jamaican food's excellent.
It's fantastic.
Oh, the jerk. Oh, yeah.
All right, so we're talking about California, where you're lucky now, apparently, if you've got power. These days with the heat wave that they're experiencing, people cranking up the AC and drawing power to the point where there are blackouts happening. According to the story here at MSN, they are still talking about shutting down
gas-fired generators, even though they're using them right now to generate what power they do have. And they say here that California is redoubling its commitment, arguing that the culprit of its energy woes is not the aggressive pace of its transition from gas to solar and wind power, but the climate change that transition is designed to confront. So it's the climate change that's the problem here. It's not the fact that they're changing to these new systems.
It seems like they would have laid off this climate change thing when the Al Gore thing died and failed and was horrible.
You mean his predictions for the future?
But they're still pushing.
No, and they're doubling down, as they say here. Sivagunda, the vice chair of the California Energy Commission, says, quote, "We understand we cannot have the lights go off, but the fear of these questions being brought up is not a reason to slow down from what we know is morally and societally what we need to do."
Right.
So
yes.
All you needed to hear in that statement was up into the butt. Right up through the butt, right? So we understand we cannot have the lights go off, but... And so that just negates what he just said, right?
You're going to have un-air-conditioned homes, and you can't charge vehicles,
right.
And good luck with the, enjoying life.
Yeah, good luck getting to work in your new electric car that you can't charge. How's that going to work out for you?
But they just told me to go buy one.
Millions of Californians received alerts on their cell phones this week warning the grid was in peril and, quote, power interruptions may occur unless you take action, unquote. The phone alerts were credited with averting blackouts Tuesday as power use dropped substantially minutes after they were sent. The grid was expected to face more stressful moments this week as the heat wave persists in parts of the state, but the pressure on the grid was expected to be less after Tuesday. So, sometimes you get your phone buzzing and there's like some sort of tornado alert or missing child. In California, you get that when the power grid's about to go
sad.
Down.
You know what they're going to do for the solution here? They're going to raise taxes, which is going to exacerbate the problem because that means people got to work harder. That means you got to run the power tools longer, and therefore you're not going to be
able to... are raising taxes going to get them out of this?
No, I know, but this is what they're going to do.
I mean, they're going to raise taxes just because it's California. That's what they always do.
Yeah. Oh, we got power outage. We're going to raise taxes. It's just an excuse for everything. You know what I mean?
They pulled a record amount of energy from the grid, Californians did, on Tuesday, as the heat wave pushed air conditioning use far beyond levels that regulators had forecast. Oh, wow. Central command and control economies cannot predict what people are going to do.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, they couldn't figure that one out. Modeling by the Energy Commission had suggested there was only a 1% chance the kind of heat the state is experiencing this week. Some Californians grappling with the question of whether these power disruptions are a temporary blip as the state meets the challenges of extreme temperatures or the new normal. David Plenn, who's 70 years old, longtime owner of the Dinosaur Farm toy store in South Pasadena, said, "I don't remember this many days this hot in a row. Now we've all got e-cars and the grid is not holding. Someone better be working on that," he said.
Somebody. And when he says that, he means government.
The government. The people who got you into this situation.
We're the government.
Well, who else is going to solve your problems except for your overlords?
Yeah, well, that's the problem, right? People are so dependent on the state, they cannot think for a moment about how this could work without the state.
I don't think they think of any other way. I don't think they even consider that there could possibly be another way.
They can't even put like porta potties throughout San Francisco and they got poop all over the streets. You really think these people are going to figure this stuff out? No, they can't.
That makes me wonder, are Northern Californians also suffering for the heat wave in the South?
Probably not as much.
You mean they're paying the price as far as they have blackouts?
Oh, yes. They have this all clumped together?
That's a good question.
No, they grow their weed outside.
Californians have been some of the earliest adopters of so-called climate-friendly technologies. Nearly half of the country's electric cars are registered in California. I did not know that.
They're everywhere out
and
there.
It's moving to phase out new gas-powered cars by 2035. Just last week, the legislature passed a flurry of bills aimed at making the state carbon neutral by 2045. When the state asked residents to reduce their electricity use Tuesday, they heeded the call. Michelle Ost, a 28-year-old student who lives in Monterey Park east of L.A., said she and her three roommates aren't in control of the AC in their condo. Their landlord is, but decided to do what they could to conserve energy by doing all their laundry in the morning. The heat, quote, is definitely something that's getting worse, she said. It's hard to ignore global warming.
Wait, so they all do their laundry in the morning? How many are in this apartment?
Three people.
Three people.
Mm-hmm.
So all three of them work
in the afternoon? Like, how's this work?
Like, I don't know.
I'd like to find I'd like to, these people, the interview, I'd like to actually track them down and find out if they're real.
Right.
Or if they're actually just complete fabrications. They're just trying to use it to convey a message. How many people actually, you know, find out if that girl's real?
That's a good question. I mean, there are really obedient people out there. I mean, it's not unbelievable that you could find some of these people
sure.
that are like, yeah, we're going to get together and save energy.
Yeah, sure.
We're doing what we are called to do by our big daddy government or whatever.
Right.
Michelle Round, the owner of the Heather Bloom or Heather Bloom clothing store in San Marino, was getting her fall merchandise in even as the sidewalks outside broiled in a 100-degree-plus temperatures. She said that in the past she's cranked up the air conditioning to create sweater weather and sell her fall products, but, quote, I wouldn't do that now, she said. Instead, she set the thermostat to 78 degrees as recommended by state officials. Meanwhile, the governor is wearing
a fleece jacket.
Oh, my God.
So, the story, you know, goes on here about people having to put these restrictions in place and all that. And it just comes back to the other question we were talking about before. If you care about liberty, why are you still in California? Why are you still in New York? I mean, New York, just you were just mentioning earlier, Matt, these gun regulations. There was a picture this week of a Cabela's, I believe, a sporting goods store that had taped off access to all of the ammunition in the store. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, so now apparently it was a temporary. They are now supposedly it's open again or whatever. But what had happened was some new law was passed in New York that puts, I don't know what the requirements are. It's some new level of control on the sale of ammunition. It may require hoop jumping that never was required before, and so basically Cabela's didn't know how they were going to handle it, and so rather than, you know, get caught with a sting operation busting them for not following the stupid new rules, they just taped off the access for customers to the ammunition, just right. prevented anyone from buying any ammunition whatsoever while they tried to hire the attorneys to figure out what they needed to do to comply with this new legislation there.
Which they will immediately, unquestionably do.
Of course they will. And in the meanwhile, I see somebody online talking on Twitter, somebody who's in New York, like, we've got to sue these people. We have to put these, you know, gun control people in their place. We're going to fight back, New Yorkers.
Good luck.
It's like, come on. If you actually care about freedom, just leave.
Yeah.
Just leave. And look, if you're a conservative type, get down to Texas. You know, go to Florida. If you love liberty and you're actually a libertarian or voluntarist or anarchist,
come home.
Just move like a few hours to the east.
Yep.
And you will instantly have all the gun freedom you could possibly want. I mean, basically, the only gun restrictions in New Hampshire at this point are federal.
The best in the world here with gun rights.
Check out the Free State Project. We'll see you tomorrow night. Free talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.